Live, Pretty Mullig, Big Rossi, myself, Chris Faber, hanging out with you. Big shout out to the guys from White Dubai. Not only did they have an amazing night on Friday night, they had Floyd Money Mayweather was the official host of their night called Bazaar.
Can I just say, it's been a while since I had gone to White. I think the last time was you and I went together, right?
Yeah, with Nargis Fakhri.
No, with Jay Sean.
Oh, yes.
We went to go see
Sorry,
Jay Sean.
Name dropping.
Sorry.
First time I've ever been.
I can't believe that was the first time.
So good. I loved it. I'm like, I want to go every week.
Like,
I can't believe that was
so
the first time.
Amazing. And for that night, they completely transformed White.
Yeah, it was very cool.
It was so cool.
Very cool. Well done again. Guys from White Dubai, Floyd Money Mayweather, we got a call saying, hey, guys, come through. We've got him for you. We got there at about midnight, and the interview did not take place till about 2:30. Floyd Money Mayweather took his private jet. He was coming in from Iceland, from what I understand. Flew in from Iceland, landed in Dubai, straight from Dubai, straight to White Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And he rocked up at around 2:15. Well, he was there a little bit earlier on, but we didn't get him till about 2:15 a.m. He walks into the room. It's Pretty Rossi, myself, hanging out there. A couple of the guys from White Dubai. Elliot, what's up? And he walks in, and we're just about to do this interview. And he stands over me. I'm sitting down. He stands over me. He's like, why am I going to do an interview for?
Yeah.
Why am I doing an interview? I don't need to do no interview.
Yeah.
And then I looked up at him. I said, Floyd, you don't have to do an interview. It's up to you. And he goes, and then he looks at his management. What am I doing an interview for? Do I have to do an interview?
Your Floyd Mayweather impression's great.
And he goes, and I said, and then the manager or whoever his guy was like, yeah, this is agreed. And then he goes to me, so what are we going to talk about? I said, well, I know you're going to talk about boxing. We could talk about UFC. There's a big fight happening right now. Are you going to be fighting Manny Pacquiao maybe?
Yeah.
I won't talk about any of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about any. I'm here. I'm in Dubai. I'm at White. I'm here to just have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And I go, Floyd, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. How about we talk about that watch that you're wearing? And then he sat down. He says, all right, let's do this. And then we go to this interview where he actually doesn't stop talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he talks about everything that he said he didn't want to talk about.
He just kept going.
It was really good.
It was awesome.
And at the end, he actually apologized. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Not on the interview.
I heard that.
He said, hey, man, sorry if I came a little bit too hard at you when I first walked in.
Yeah.
I just was, you know, didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, hey, man, it's cool. I appreciate your time as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you're worth $400 million. You're the world's richest athlete.
You don't need to do anything.
I guess you've got that type of attitude, right? I guess you got that type of attitude. But I do want to say he was cool. He was cool. He's part one with us. Floyd Mayweather on the Chris Fade Show. Welcome to White Dubai. Back here in Dubai. It's a pleasure to have you hosting the night. Private jet, I heard, just landed and brings you straight here.
We got to make it do what it, you know, do what it do. Just my team, money team, you know, Mayweather Promotions, my staff, unbelievable staff, you know, just a lot of hard work, a lot of traveling, but it's all about having patience and surrounding yourself with the right people.
You don't seem to stop, man. You've done everything possible. You've achieved everything. You've shuttled down the haters. You've beat everyone that came to you. Yet you still keep going. What is that drive? What is that inspiration for you?
Just the will to win in life. You know, you can never take anything for granted. It's all about having a solid foundation and surrounding yourself with the right people. The people that I prefer to surround myself with have to be positive, have to be dedicated, have to be hungry, and have to be a go-getter.
Yeah. I saw that you gave away like a load of money the other day on your Instagram. It was so
good. Yes. Okay, yes. Well, the give back challenge, to give back to the people around the world that's less fortunate. So if I got it to give back, I feel like there's a lot of others that have it to give back. You know, a lot of times we can go to the club, we can buy a lot of bottles, we can go to the mall and go to different shops, buy expensive clothes, but it doesn't hurt to give back to those that are less fortunate.
100%, man.
That's amazing.
Moving around to, I'm just seeing this right now on your wrist.
And then we also, I know you guys want to talk about boxing, talk about MMA, we'll get to that. And let's talk some more. What you want to talk about?
I want to talk about what do you think about the LeBron going to the Lakers? You think it's got what it takes?
I'm waiting for, I got two season tickets, two courtside season tickets, and I got four front row seats, so six season tickets to the Lakers. But I've always been a season ticket holder for the Lakers as well as the Clippers.
Nice. Can I ask you something? Do they reach out to you, or do you have to pay for these tickets? You are Floyd Mayweather. Wouldn't they just be like, yo, you want to take the whole 10 front row seats?
It's not that. The thing is this. It's a business. At the end of the day, I truly believe in when people come to my fight, they have to pay.
Sure.
So I don't want nothing free. I work hard to get what I got, so I don't mind buying what I want. So do I think I can get tickets for free? Absolutely, but I don't want no one else to expect something from me. So I don't mind, you know, paying for season tickets.
Who do you listen to music-wise? What do you like?
There's a lot of great artists out there, so I don't want to go out on a limb and choose just one particular artist.
Sure.
There's so many great artists out there. Of course, in the hip-hop world, in the R&B world, in the pop world. And also, you know, we're now going into the EDM world.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we just, I was just in Tokyo, Japan. I think, it was Tokyo, Japan for the EDM music festival. So it was great.
Jermaine, there's hundreds of thousands of people right there, right?
Yes, yes.
Are you?
Great show, great turnout, great people.
You're going to go back to Tokyo soon, right?
I'm always in Tokyo. You know, of course, we have Money Team Tokyo. We have Money Team Russia. So, you know, we're constantly building the brand. I truly believe we're going to have Money Team Dubai real soon. Working with the right people, surrounding ourselves. You know, like I said before, with connecting ourselves with the right people in Dubai, we'll have Money Team Dubai soon.
We can't wait. We're glad to have you back here at White Dubai.